Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and if you're anything like me, you've probably stared at that looming deadline with the enthusiasm of a wet dog. Ever felt that tug of war between I should totally get this done and Netflix is calling my name? Yeah, procrastination, if basically its own superpower it can suck us in faster than a black hole. But fear not, my friends, because today we're diving headfirst into the trenches of procrastination and learning how to conquer that beast. Because let's be real, in this world of endless distractions, staying motivated can feel like trying to ride a unicorn through a hurricane. You know what I mean? Between social media notifications popping up faster than you can blink and the constant urge to scroll, it's like our brains are wired for instant gratification. But guess what? We're capable of so much more. We just need to learn how to rewire those pesky dopamine pathways and get back on track. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you smash procrastination and reclaim your motivation superpower. First off, ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. It's like trying to eat a whole pizza in one sitting, it's overwhelming, right? Instead, break down those daunting tasks into bite-sized pieces. Think of it like leveling up in a video game. You conquer small challenges to achieve bigger goals. And trust me, the sense of accomplishment after ticking off even the smallest task is seriously addicting in a good way. Next, identify your procrastination triggers. What are those sneaky little things that send you spiraling into distraction land? Is it social media, email, or maybe even just that pile of laundry calling your name? Once you know your kryptonite, you can start creating strategies to avoid it. Maybe set a timer for checking emails or create a no distraction zone in your workspace. Now, let's talk about the power of rewards. I'm not talking about binge-watching another season of your favorite show, although that can be a reward too. Think about what truly motivates you: a walk in nature, a delicious cup of coffee, or even just 5 minutes of pure chill time. Link those rewards to completing tasks. It's like training your brain to associate hard work with something awesome. Time for some real talk. Don't be afraid to say no. Learning to prioritize is crucial when you're trying to beat procrastination. There are only so many hours in a day, so focus on the things that truly matter. It's okay to politely decline invitations or delegate tasks if they're not aligned with your goals. And finally, remember to be kind to yourself. We all have off days. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up, just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Consistency is key, not perfection. Okay, let me paint the picture for you. Imagine this. It's Friday afternoon, and that big project you've been putting off is due tomorrow morning. You're staring at the screen, overwhelmed, and tempted to hit refresh on your social media feed instead of actually working. Sound familiar? But wait. Remember those 5 key takeaways we just talked about? This is where they come in handy. First, break that project down into smaller tasks, maybe outline the main point, research a few key areas, or even just start drafting one section. Then, identify your procrastination triggers. Is it the lure of social media? The urge to check emails constantly? Create a plan to minimize those distractions. Use website blockers, put your phone on airplane mode, or find a quiet workspace. Reward yourself with small breaks for completing each task, a quick coffee run, 5 minutes of stretching, or even just listening to your favorite song. And most importantly, remember that you're capable of doing this. You've got the power to overcome procrastination and conquer that project. So there you have it. 5 powerful strategies to help you curb procrastination and stay motivated, all backed by real-world examples. Remember, it's a journey, not a race. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep pushing forward. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles with procrastination? What's one thing you're going to try this week to stay motivated? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.